Please ask about Batista's gift. I want those song raps having Denise picks. It looks better than Ty Conti, and probably doesn't have as much PD. Kevin's got the top of China for, even though she ain't alive no more. Now he has to pay child support, but not the one he makes this spend there for. It's the land of the free. That time that he kicked my chin, it's bad enough the four-stroke is dead. Even after both hands were dead, why does Malachi have one black eye? What's up with Tony not pushing black guys? It's couldn't care while he was getting hit, so then he did it doggy style instead. To the land of the free. Why did Macho have to hit that tree? Why is Logan Paul on my TV?
The Macho Punk is Greek incest.
She still could have that title today. CM Punk is getting too damn old. His estrogen is probably getting low. A finger in his butt when he's 45. That's when you know you shouldn't be alive. It's the land of the free. Home of the brave. There's not a real place called Suplex City. Now there's tomatoes out in the world. Get tomatoes out in the world. Get tomatoes out in the world. Over the ship of Kevin instead. Remember that time he did Bret Hart's head. It's bad enough the boys broke his head. The forest is a fucking fat ass fucking soul. It's anybody's going in the war. So I don't know if they end this shit.
Another Triple H Raw gets leaked in its entirety. We've always had leaks on storylines, maybe some deceptive leaks, like Judgment Day going supernatural, coming straight from the company to fuck with us with the dirt sheets. But have we ever had consecutive Raws leaked beginning to end, like they just happened, like they're taped? There's leaks in this Triple H ship, Tyler, and it doesn't make the show any better or worse. It's just shit.
It's super weird to see every single Raw, and it's not SmackDown for some reason, but every Raw, we just get everything that's fucking going to happen on the show. And at this point, with everything that happened kind of out of order and with the Dexter Lumis stuff, are they trying to like swerve us? They're like, oh, okay, well, here, this is the whole Raw, but you might see a hand in the background. We didn't tell you about that. That wasn't unexpected, huh?
I actually thought this was a false leak because, look, it ended with a main event of Dolph Ziggler versus Austin Theory. As it turns out, we sat through that, Tyler. We saw Dolph Ziggler come out in the final match of a Raw. And Austin Theory as the opponent. The ratings have to be down, right?
Oh, not a fucking chance. Everyone's in love with this. They love that we're getting Dolph Ziggler at the end. They love that Austin Theory's back. This is Triple H's WWE, and people couldn't be marking out any fucking harder for it right now.
No, who is? You're on Twitter? Are you retweeting people? Are they trending? Is Dolph Ziggler trending right now? I haven't seen it, Tyler.
I'm definitely off of Twitter. This is an Instagram thing for me. Every single wrestling page, Bleacher Report Wrestling, sucking Triple H's fucking dick so hard.
Super kick montages. Just Dolph Ziggler stealing good moves from good wrestlers and ruining them. Dakota Kai was in the pre-main event. Tyler, look at this. Fightful's putting out the whole fucking show. Judgment Day. We sat through all this. You and me had to watch this. We saw a character. Someone's at the fucking door. Hold on.
I wonder who could be at the fucking door, Gino. I mean, this is mysterious right now. Who do you think it is?
Could be anyone. Could be any packages coming to his house this late night. Again, there could be packages. He could have ordered.
Do you think he got pizza? Do you think he got McDonald's?
I think he got the bike. I think he finally decided he's going to buy the bike from last night. And that's what's coming right now.
What if he didn't buy the bike, but they really want him to have it, so they just sent it because they want him to have his bike?
Listen, Walmart wouldn't do it afraid of the rollback stuff. You got to pay for it still. They don't want to. They don't just want to give shit away. You need to pay because Walmart sucks.
I remember last
Jared
time.
Jared Camacho has grit and says, Tyler, I challenge you and Biggie against me and Lars.
Jared, we'll fuck you up, bro. But I remember the last time Kevin stepped away for this long and we had to fill the airtime. It was me and Hunter, Gino, and we're on YouTube and people were saying gay stoner show.
Yeah, I do remember that period of time, but that was a weird time.
Friendship is gone, stun his grit, and says Sniper Main got Kevin's IP.
Now he's gone.
Sniper Main's at fucking Kevin's front door right now. That's who was banging on the door. He tracked him down. Kevin hasn't came back in a while. I'm very concerned. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, everything's fine. You know, you got to talk to this person. He has to be civil and like a real person for a minute, so he should be back soon.
Macho Punk just tried to grit and said hello, Tyler. Hello, Macho Punk. Long time no see. How you doing, man?
Split
Macho's saying that we should
says
do a
is
rap
Max
battle,
Caster
though.
Kissing on Kevin right now. New Auld Lang Syne has grit and says Lenny Bakken just arrested Kevin.
Don't scare us like that, Auld. What's it called?
I just got
negative
some
one
bullshit
has grit and
documents.
Says nice save.
I just got some bullshit documents. What did I miss? What was the nice save? I got some nonsense. I got to call
the G-Spot
fucking
has grit and says the king is back.
We'll be talking about that Wednesday, whatever the fuck. I got served by some guy with goofy ass hair, and I called him a faggot. I don't know. I wasn't in the mood, Tyler, to be dealing with some clown hair right now.
Especially, we're running fucking Raw down right now. It's fourth hour time. This is the worst time to fucking try to interrupt you of all things, and it's a fucking being served. What the fuck?
Don't knock on my door after Dolph Ziggler faced Austin Theory in front of me, and I sat through the whole fucking thing. What timing? Are they studying me, Tyler? They knew it was fourth hour time?
They had to have. I mean, they're fucking tracking you down. They're like, oh, we know he's starting his show on Mondays at 8 p.m. Let's fucking get him then.
What the fuck is going on here? So ratings will be down, Gino, or did you love it, Gino? Is this what you want? You want Dolph Ziggler in the main event? You've been calling for this for a decade.
I have been calling for Dolph Ziggler finding this world title push he deserves one more time, but I enjoyed this entire show. We had good wrestling. That's the whole big thing I've been liking about Triple H's Raw and SmackDown. We had just good wrestling matches. We had a great U.S. title match, a great tag team match for the men's division. We did have like a short women's match because we knew, hey, this women's division.
You enjoyed this entire show, the Veer squash. And then we had this longest fuck match with Drew McIntyre and Kevin Owens that had a non-finish. That's good wrestling.
I didn't mind the non-finish because of how good the story they were telling in the ring before it. And, like, yeah, we knew both them couldn't have one person lose and look bad. So they tried their best to at least keep them both looking good and have a KO kind of have an advantage after their fight so Kevin Owens could run away.
Now that I don't know what he just said, Tyler, but he's watching a different show than me. Good storytelling, apparently. And I feel the same way when, like, an Eric Bischoff says, AEW doesn't have storytelling. I don't know. I see enough stories to fill 2 hours on a Wednesday. I'm more engrossed in the bleeding on Wednesdays. What's so great about the stories on Mondays?
I think Gino's just hanging out with these marks way too much on Twitter and all over the fucking internet that are in love with Triple H right now. They listened to that Triple H Logan Paul podcast and they heard how many times fucking Triple H was talking about storytelling. It's about storytelling. It's about doing this. He's always trying to talk about storytelling. So that's what he wants in his show. And that's all Gino sees now because that's what he talked about.
They listened to that Kevin Nash click this episode where it's like Triple H doesn't have one enemy. Everyone loves Triple H. We're going to listen to some of that tonight. Kevin Nash did a whole episode on Triple H, and it's such bullshit. It's as bad as that WWE Triple H DVD that came out that's like, he works out in the middle of the night and the middle of the day. He's the designated driver. He's perfect. No baggage. The best dude. No one dislikes him. It's like, what? Have you ever heard of CM Punk? You ever heard of Chris Jericho?
You know, Fat Gino.
Even Lenny WWE knows Triple H sucks. Lenny Bakken's here. Been served. Oh, man. Dude, you got to see these documents. First of all, we already went over this. I already called the stupid office and set up the payments. And now they want like five times as much. Dude, Hugie, listen, I'm going to need $500 a month from you now. Where'd they get that from? My income's literally written in these papers. And then it says, Kevin, pay $500 a month. What? Where does that come from, Tyler?
That doesn't make any fucking sense to me at all. It's definitely something that needs to get sorted out. This is fucking bullshit. I can't believe this is what he's going through right now, Gino.
It does suck, but like this is an issue that we always all are going to have to deal with, that people are going to be wanting their money they feel that they deserve when maybe they don't deserve it as much as you think.
They don't deserve shit. She deserves to be fucking dead. And whoever the fuck was knocking on my door, I should have sicked the dog on his ass. So now it says something about child custody. Keep him. No shit. We already... No shit. You've been having them for years. What am I going to do about it? So we got this. What is this? So we got custody, big fucking deal. That's all. None of this is anything new except for all of a sudden. What is this? Oh, and then they're bringing up my 2007 case where I broke Storm's collarbone. Like, they're like, please consider that
Doug
in
Glissom
this.
07 has grit and says freckled flirt got the lawyer.
But Dewdrop.
It's like, yeah, woo! I'm not fighting.
Danger Cobra sent 2000 elixir.
I'm literally not fighting. You don't have to go back 20 years to find my domestic violence. Like, it doesn't matter. So here we go. Is there anyone other than yourself or other parties in this case who has custody of the children who can claim a right to custody? No. Paternity is not disputed. Kevin Scampoli. Birth certificate. All right. Clayton should have sole custody. No shit. What the fuck am I? What have I been paying for 2 months? What are we talking about here? And then we go to this. Other considerations, domestic violence and best interest of children. You should ask them. Ask them who has the Xbox. Ask them who has the PS5. That's
but
in the best interest.
Dewdrop.
All right, let's see.
Danger Cobra sent 500 elixir.
Party's monthly income. Kristen's monthly income, $5,000. Why am I paying her then? Why do I have to pay her any money if she's making $5,000 a month, Tyler?
None of this makes sense to me. For one, like you said, you've been doing this for 2 months already, so it's not like you're fucking fighting this or running from everyone, but she's obviously the one with making fucking so much more income. What the fuck do they even need from you?
And then here's the child support section. Child support should be paid by Kevin Scampoli.
He too has grit and says my dad went through this crap in 98. His ex sucks.
In the amount of $500 per month. And then it said, this is based on the amount already established by the district attorney family support division. I talked to them. That is not the amount we established.
There definitely has to be some kind of appeal or someone that you could talk to get this fucking sorted out. Because there's no way that you're going through with this and having to suffer all these fucking consequences when you haven't even been doing anything wrong in the first place.
Is this some new case
Dalton
number,
Dalton Birch 123 has grit and says this is what happens in Biden's America.
This is what happens in Biden's America. Let's go light the Capitol on fire and fix this, Tyler. Can't we have a 9/11 hit one of these buildings? It's all electrical, though, huh? You can't get rid of the documents, can you?
Oh, no, not at all. Sorry. They're all fucking saved. I'll just fucking grab this nice little terabyte hard drive.
Look at this. Let me get the case number here. Is this a different case number than the one I've been paying for months? Where's the money going, Tyler? They've been taking it.
Like I said, dude, there's no fucking way that this actually ends up like being the fucking end all where you have to pay this certain amount after what you've already done. They're confused for sure.
Dude, I'm skipping next month now just because I'm annoyed. And I think I paid an extra month anyway. I started paying a month early. All right, I got to call that asshole.
Alfie Gray has grit and says if we all cast defense spells, we can save Kevin.
I need defense spells. Do they have a public defense spell? Public defender. Yeah, that's not my case number. So then we're saying wage withholding. What wages? What are we talking about here? Back child support. We already dealt with that. Look at this. Child care. The monthly child care cost is $250. Both parents equally. I'm not paying that. Drop them off if you have child care problems. I'm here all day. What is this? The 30-30 rule. The 30-30 rule provides that if a parent pays a medical or dental expense, send proof of I'm not paying for any of that. All right, so they're going to have to do something with that. The Clayton claims them for tax purposes. No shit. And then they're going to change their name from Scampoli to Spencer, Tyler.
That's on the documents, too. They have to fucking say this. That's what they're going with.
Alfie Gray said
what the fuck is going on right now? How could you even get this fucking stupid?
Birth certificate name change. Child's name should be changed to Estelle Allison Scampoli Maximus Danger. No, excuse me. Estelle Allison Spencer Maximus Danger Spencer. How funny is that? So are we killing her?
There's definitely something that needs to be done with her for sure. I'm not sure if murder is the fucking option, but definitely I'm so baffled right now. If you've been complying and they're really trying to do this and the fact that they sent some faggot to your fucking door to do this shit too.
No visitation requested because of child abandonment / neglect. Neglect. I've neglected them, Tyler, as I've sat here waiting for her to come to her senses. How ridiculous is that? And that's why on like Father's Day, she gets to make Facebook posts. Happy Father's Day to the real dads out there. Look at this. It says right here, low income child support. Hold on. Yeah, these numbers are right on this page. How come the other page has it wrong?
they sent you so much too to fucking go over right now. At the worst fucking time, who picks 8 p.m. to fucking actually go out and do this? I'm really surprised you didn't fuck this guy up.
Apparently, there was already a notice on the door. Look at this. Final amount requested, 500. That doesn't match that page. How does that work? That doesn't make any sense.
But do drop. Woo.
Danger Cobra sent 500 elixir.
Her child support obligation would be 1,100, though, based on her numbers.
You'd be paying a fucking fat-ass amount. I would definitely be making phone calls as soon as I was able to, if any offices are fucking open. They're probably closed now, but I'd definitely...
Call Matta Winteroth.
They're trying to say that she had paid the majority of expenses since 2015. That's not true. I've had them the majority of time. Whatever. So that's all ridiculous. I got to make a phone call. Figure that out. Figure out what that number means. And if they want to really throw 500 at me, at least that means I don't have to pay anything. That's all that turns into to me is they get zero.
Yeah, they're not. That's not fucking worth paying anymore. If they're going to fuck you over and extend some shit when you already been complying, not fighting it at all for the past months that have already been going on, fuck that.
That's the lesson you need to apparently fight,
Old Lang
Tyler.
Sign has grit and says that's really fucked.
Even WWE knows Triple H sucks, though. Look at this. In their SEC filing, when are they going to serve me that? Look at this. WWE wrote, the resignation of Vincent K. McMahon could adversely affect our ability to create popular characters and creative storylines, or could otherwise adversely affect our operating results. So they knew this route was going to suck before it happened.
They're sounding pretty doubtful right now. I mean, why isn't this posted everywhere else? Everyone wants to act like WWE is in great hands. Triple H is the fucking future. Look how they're fucking feeling about this right now.
Where are we putting our pussy today, Tyler?
Let's see. I think that Twitter, that's definitely Twitter definitely allows porn on there. Yeah, go for it.
I don't care if it's not allowed, that's better. What doesn't allow porn? Is there like a school website? Like, I got to figure out what school these kids are going to and go to their message board, right?
Facebook, Instagram, that's one for sure. Fucking Snapchat, who uses that anymore? TikTok's definitely not going to let some nudity be up
there. We already did Facebook. Gino, look, WWE even knows Vince McMahon sucks. I mean, Triple H sucks, and they miss Vince McMahon.
I think it's because they know that there is the Nick Khan situation that's going on, so we don't know what's all going on with him being the co-CEO, that he
Danger
might be
Cobra
causing these
has
issues
that
they
on
are going to have.
No, it says
Triple
right
H
here, it says Vince McMahon was in charge of creative, and now he's not. And we're going to have suffered characters and storylines. That's not Nick Khan's category. That's Triple H's category. He's shit, always has been, and they knew it. No one would know it more than them, right?
They might not know it as much as them, unless this is all coming from Bruce Pritchard. That's it. We don't know if this is really from someone really higher up. Or
it's
Bruce
an
Pritchard.
SEC filing.
Like, I did it right.
It's from the board. They know this guy, Vince, is better. Why do we talk to Gino about adult things? Gino's still trying to catch up on me getting served. He's confused, Tyler. He doesn't understand how much Triple H sucks.
It's really strange that the fact that this is even a thing, though, you would think with his fucking past at NXT, he'd be willing to fucking take this on. No fucking problem. I made so many of these NXT stars not really doing much with them. So I don't know why you'd feel like you'd be so fucking scattered now, but it's definitely the case.
It is weird how the internet right now is all on board with Triple H, and it's just the hatred for Vince. We forget Triple H has kind of been helping for years. Like, remember, back when CM Punk was voice of the voiceless, cutting promos on our behalf about how this show sucks, Triple H was the guy going, you know, Punk, some of these people actually like WWE. Basically, like, no, this show's awesome, and we have fireworks and stories, and he loves it. He's always loved it. Triple H wasn't this, like, rebel in the company. He always went along with it. And Triple H's ideas ended up being the worst ones, like when he tried to get Curtis Axel over. First of all, the idea to get him over was shit. That's a terrible idea. That guy sucks, Curtis Axel does. And the way he tried to do it was shit. So it's like Triple H was offering cool shit that was getting shot down. He was offering awful shit that made it on TV constantly. And then I was even reading Justin Roberts was blaming Triple H for Zack Ryder's burial back when Zack Ryder was getting chanted at MSG to The Rock. Like the peak Zack Ryder getting over. And he's out coming out there with neck casts on, getting thrown off the stage. Apparently Triple H playing favorites at that time and Triple H's influence at that time was ruining the show. And that explains a lot about this blind spot generation. We want to just blame Vince for everything. But this son-in-law has been being groomed for decades now. And his, believe me, his opinions have been very important back there. And he's a major part of this show that has sucked for decades. And he's defended it the whole time. He hasn't come out and gone, I know the show sucks. One day we'll get this old fuck out of there. And me, his shitty son-in-law, his doofus son-in-law is going to save the day. You know, no, no one said that. No one thought that. Then suddenly we thought that all at the same time. Like, get worked. Here's Kevin Nash talking to Sean Oliver about his boyfriend and how Triple H is just perfect. And they try to get to the bottom on how somebody could be so perfect. Look at this.
I have never heard a bad word about him ever.
How about that right off the bat? I have never heard a bad word about him ever. Have you ever heard RVD talk, Chris Jericho talk, Bret Hart's wife talk, ex-wife? Remember the Montreal screwjob beyond the mat, the wife getting in his face? How about Paul London hates Triple H? We're not even in the know, Tyler, and we know people that have said bad words about Triple H.
Why are we all acting like we he's the god right now? Like, everyone's just so in love with this guy. You had Conan fucking sucking his dick. You know, you have these two riding it too. And everyone just really must want a fucking job at WWE right now. They're hoping Triple H hears this and offers them a position. They really want to get in, and they know that kissing his ass is the way in.
Yeah, it's got to be just because he's the boss. So, yeah, we're not going to, in this corporate environment, you don't talk shit about the boss. At the only company that exists for years. Now, AEW's kind of
new. The G-Spot has grit and says Hunter Biden Helmsley.
And anyone who saw the Booker T feud better be saying bad words about Triple H. Fuck Triple H. Triple H killed the business. Remember the Attitude Era, how great it was? We had Stone Cold, The Rock. Even without Shawn Michaels, wrestling was great. And then Triple H became the guy. And it was like, all right, we're going to take a decade off. Let me know when The Miz wins the title. I'll come back and check this out. No one kept watching. Just these new kids showed up. Like Vleeties. And they're like, Randy Orton's cool.
Negative one has grit and says fuck Triple H.
Randy Orton and Batista were not cool till like 2009. All right, so let's take a look at this. Never heard a bad word ever.
Joe Coxmall has grit and says Triple H face band-aids were stupid.
No one's ever said anything bad about Triple H, dude. Stop.
I have never heard a bad word.
Ever.
About him.
Ever.
Ever. Any from the developmental guys that I've talked to, you know, the name guys. And I'm talking about off, of course, on camera. No one wants to say anything about Triple H.
I don't think I've ever heard a good word about
Paul Levesque sucks dick.
Have we ever heard a good word about Triple H? Except from, you know, developmental guys, people in the corporate structure that it's in their best interest to be fake as fuck.
Yeah, but like even off camera, like he's.
How about CM Punk putting his tie in his face on that? That was awesome. We hated Triple H back then. We all did. We all were in agreement then that Triple H fucked the boss's daughter. It didn't deserve a damn thing. And now there's like eight-year-olds that are like, he's going to save my life.
Wants to say anything about Triple H.
He ruins Raw, leaks Raw every week. We got to see the whole show in text format, see how bad it's going to be, then watch it be the worst.
And that, but like even off camera, like he's somehow just like always maintained a squeaky clean reputation, and it's not always as obvious as, well, he's a good guy, so no one's. I've heard people I thought were good guys have
what
shit
about Chris Jericho. Does he count?
Talked about them by people that were jealous.
Is he a skinny fat ass?
Or you'd have to meet his mother and father.
Oh, tell me.
His mother.
So look, we're trying to get to the bottom on why Triple H is so perfect, and Kevin Nash is like, I've thought about this. It has to be his mother and father.
Jealous that. or
you'd have to meet his mother and father.
Oh, tell me.
His mother and father are like salt of the earth. The two of the nicest human beings on the planet. His socialization process is, is close to Leave It to Beaver as probably you could have.
How was his Hamiltonization process?
You know, I mean, it's just.
By the way, yeah, no, look at this. He says, Kevin Nash is about to say Triple H has no vices. Some fucking meathead bodybuilder has no vices?
I guess when you don't go through life with a fucking backpack full of fucking baggage, I think that maybe.
Yeah, if you just, you literally getting women to kill themselves and you just don't care. I mean, that might be a mental illness if you don't have baggage with what he's done to other people in front of us, professionally and personally. We've only talked professionally until China comes up. And then what happened there? In this same episode, Kevin Nash confirms he cheated on China with Stephanie. Triple H did, which I guess we knew, but only China told us. Triple H just shuts up. He doesn't care. That's his history. Forget it. China told us all these stories that we were led to believe might be lies, where like she's finding love letters, although the public announcement of the relationship was like a year later. Kevin Nash on here says, oh, yeah, I knew when he started fucking Stephanie. I was wondering what his exit plan was going to be from China. Oh, weird.
Be life's a little
tell
bit-
us more. Of course, Sean Oliver is a shit interviewer, so we don't get more on that.
It's
I didn't think such people existed, but I guess I'm glad to hear that.
Such we didn't know such people existed.
Wow.
Such people as perfect as Triple H. Let's ask the dead girl who doesn't exist about that.
Without baggage exist.
This guy better have baggage. I swear to God. If he doesn't have baggage, I'm going to be so fucking mad. With what he's done.
He just didn't have any.
Right.
You know, he just never, you know, he had it was almost like fucking, it was strange because I've just never been around anybody with no vices.
No baggage, no vices. He doesn't even drink diet soda, this guy. He's perfect.
You know?
Right.
He's like, perfect.
Like, you're really fucking talented. You cut a good promo.
His screen time's under an hour a week. Like, he doesn't, no vices at all.
Well, you're fucking, you're funny as fuck.
He's hilarious. This guy's funny. Look at this.
You don't miss a workout, and you don't have any vices.
Does that make him boring?
And he's the designated driver.
No.
No?
He's funny as fuck.
Joe Coxmall said Triple H probably can't stop masturbating. He doesn't masturbate. He has no vices.
He's got something. Some people, even if it ain't drugs or some monkey on their back, people fuck their pets or something.
Wait, hold on. What? We better look into Sean Oliver, Tyler.
Yeah, what the fuck did he just
Dalton
say right
Birch
now?
Dalton Birch 123 has grit and says, does Triple H love Green Monster Energy?
I think Sean Oliver gave his dog monkeypox, Tyler.
There's a high chance of that for sure, but I'm so disgusted in how desperate these two seem. They're really fucking treating him like he's a fucking god, and they even try to like calm it down by being like, oh, well, do you think that's boring? No, not a chance. It's not boring at all. He's fucking great. He's God, man.
Yeah, he's perfect. No vices. It's his parents, dude. It's his perfect parents that made this perfect meathead.
Well, even if it ain't drugs or some monkey on the back, people fuck their pets or something, right?
Who? Who does that besides X-Pac? What the fuck are we talking about here?
Only in Florida, man.
Right. So what do we bottle?
Fuck you.
Hey, let's have some kind of summation here. We want to make the perfect professional wrestling
what?
Corporate executive slash worker slash...
I can't hear anymore. This is sickening. Gino, did you know Triple H was that perfect?
I had no idea Triple H was that perfect of a person. It's great that we now know that everything should be perfectly fine with Triple H in charge of creative, with Stephanie in charge for everything else, because Nick Khan, he's going to go away soon, hopefully.
God, with Triple H being that perfect, do you think Raw would be good once? James Yarbrough, did you know Triple H was the perfect guy? No vices?
Joe Cox Mall sent 100 elixir.
Never buried anyone.
Dude, I wish I had his life, but to be honest, Kevin, I did hear the Howard Stern Triple H interview. He did admit to fucking sleeping with Steph before China, and he did confirm that China, I'm breaking down a blunt, he did confirm that China did fucking find the love letters, and yeah, I think when that guy said, he didn't fuck his pets, I think right before he said, he was going to say steroids, and he tried to flip to something like equal, and he's like, fuck pets, fuck. If you can rewind it, I think he might have like said, trying to leak that Triple H does roids.
What a good guy Triple H is. No, he has no vices. He never do steroids. So he fucked over China, left China at an arena one night. That's the story from her. That he was supposed to be a ride, and he just never came back to the locker room to get her. And then they never talked for 14 years, Tyler, until Roddy Piper's funeral. How great is that? And China had to him. China had to approach him and corner him and, like, hug him and talk in his ear just to talk to him again.
Obviously a saint, obviously a good person, a guy that really thinks about others and never thinks about himself. This is the vibes that I'm getting from when you tell me this.
God, what a perfect guy. I wish I had his life too, Yarbrough and Gino. We need his life. Unfortunately, I have the life of whoever this cameo was for. Here is Daniel Garcia Look at this. What's up, Yarbro?
Dude, you do it. I know you. Dude, you don't even smoke weed. You don't miss a fucking daily burn, dude. You're the greatest guy I know.
I don't know.
I've never heard anybody say any bad about you.
I don't know. I did call that guy with the weird hair a faggot that served me these papers.
Oh, dude, what happened with that? I missed that. You got served. Did Danny come back?
I opened the door, and he's like, I got documents for you. I go, I don't want any documents. Who are those for? And they just dropped them on the ground and walked away. And I go, nice hair, faggot.
Child support?
Well, I'm already paying that. But now it's getting multiplied. I don't know. Now there's a custody agreement included, too. Like, she went even further. I put her vagina on her Facebook, so she's all mad.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Drop her fucking Facebook link in the Discord. We'll all go pay her a visit. Second of all, you know, we'll show her what it's like to be served. And then what is she on you about, Kev? Are you being like Triple H? Are you lying about your past?
No, I'm going
all of a sudden.
I'm going full Triple H. I'm just not going to talk to her for 14 years.
Well, you know what? That is a solid plan. And you know what? If you stay out of Australia, too, I think you got it nailed down. Just don't fuck your pets, man.
I'm trying not to.
Don't miss a workout either.
Molly's the only one who will talk to me. Hugh G. Lissom in the chat said, ha, 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 ha. He dropped it. Hugh G. Lissom, USPS didn't pick up your PS4 today, but they better tomorrow. I left it on the porch with directions. We should have known that would have confused them. Tomorrow, they're ringing the doorbell. Daniel Garcia had to send a divorce cameo, and I relate to this. This is what I see. That's the thing. The whole Maximus Danger and Estelle thing is going to hurt one day. But I'm too busy being hurt about Jessica and Rosanna in the meanwhile. Once that pain goes away, eventually, then I can care about Kristen.
Let's talk to her again. She is sick of you. She doesn't want to hear.
Look at this. Look at this cameo we sent out.
Talk to her again. She is sick of you. She doesn't want to hear from you. She doesn't want to get a text message. She doesn't want to get a phone call. She doesn't want to get a DM. She doesn't want to get.
But I just emailed her today. Yarbro, I emailed Jessica. I said, I fantasize about greeting you and Rosanna at the airport every day.
Wow. You know, did she reply back? Did she serve you?
I hope not. Her replies are not nice. I hope she just deletes them. Or I'm assuming she blocked all the emails and she doesn't even get them. I just send the emails for me at this point. They make me feel better. They allow me to sleep after, you know?
Well, you can post it on 4chan. I'm sure her brother will get it. You know, he's a frequenter on that site with his posts. If you want to fill people in, he might have served her, you know?
Talk to her again. She is sick of you. She doesn't want to hear from you. She doesn't want to get a text message. She doesn't want to get a phone call. She doesn't want to get a DM. She doesn't want to get email. She doesn't want to get a LinkedIn message. She doesn't want to get.
Oh, that's what I got to do, Tyler. I got to try a LinkedIn message.
That's the fucking strategy, and you haven't done that yet. And is it possible to even post vagina pics on LinkedIn, too? Maybe you can get that done as well.
Does she want to get a Bandcamp message? We can do that again with Collarbone. Let's see.
None of that. So just leave her alone and let the divorce be final. It's over, bro. She don't want you no more. Talk to
her
again.
What the fuck? This guy's an asshole. Gino, I hate this guy.
Listen, the Red Death, he's just telling it like it is. You just got to move on. He understands the way things should be. Just accept it and move on. And I'm surprised the person didn't want to give the whole cameo. It probably was like 2 minutes of him just talking shit and making people realize you need to fucking move on and just be done with this book.
We can't trust Gino anymore, Tyler. He even likes the Effie match that we sat through. You see Effie versus Mox? Oh, my God. Let's watch that in a second. First, Max Caster has a new verse. I think this went up today. This is the new Elevation, episode 76. Let's try to cheer up with the main event of Elevation, Max Caster and Anthony Bowens.
This is a tag team bout set for one fall. Introducing first, the Acclaimed.
Yo! Listen! Listen! Yo! Yo! Acclaim leave you stained like Hawaiian Punch, running up on you like the FBI did Trump. This little dude is no saving him, about to kick his ass to the curb like Pete Davidson. This other dude can't handle, looking like a broke-ass Christopher Daniels. You getting run down, man, the Acclaim.
Danger Cobra has grit and says, finally the star we all know and love.
Look at that broke-ass Bobby Fish in the crowd.
Christopher Daniels.
What the fuck? What the fuck? That guy sucks.
And run down, man, the Acclaimed in the house. We're the uncrowned champs.
Yes. And Tyler, they're getting treated like the stars they are. Whoa, is Bowens wearing Billy Gunn bottoms?
Yeah.
He's looking like he's in the New Age Outlaws.
And says that kind of sucked.
I know, that Trump line was shit. But they did run up on him, and they stole three of his passports. So I guess there's a punchline in there somewhere for Max Caster. But look, they're treating him like a stud, Auld Lang Syne. What the hell? This ain't the main event. There's a girls match after? Look, they're winning big. They're babyface winning, too. Look at this.
Again, once again, a better match by their opponents than...
I mean, it is on Dark Elevation, but it counts.
This is what the people want.
Hey, man, watch it. Watch it.
I ripped it off.
Watch it.
You're right. I stepped all over it.
Place.
I don't know what to tell you.
5 minutes.
I'm getting very comfortable over here.
You most certainly are. As Max Caster up to the
look at that.
Top with the mic.
Everyone wants the mic drop after the scissors.
With a heart
cover.
Look at that. Kiss in the hand.
Kissing.
Wow. Oh, there
the Acclaimed.
What do you think about the hand kissing thing?
I mean, I
love
it. That's
the
first time I've ever seen. Is that a thing he does all the time?
I used to. But it's really unsanitary because he'd start licking
that's
it.
That's a good point.
Matt Menard on commentary loving Max Caster, Tyler. Look at that. They're studs.
They need to get off of Dark, though. What the fuck is up with that? I mean, if we're always going to have them on a Dynamite and I guess a Rampage and a Dark, then let's fucking do it. But let's stop with all these Dark appearances and get these guys in the tag title picture. Come on.
Yeah, this show's for Sonny Kiss and the Down Syndrome Brock Lesnar. This is not the show for Max Caster. But hey, anytime we can get a verse, I'll be happy to see it. Look at this, a 30-woman tag with a guy in it. What the fuck? Tyler, I've been watching Wild Wrestling, not this shit. Not whatever this is. Well, there's two guys in this match. But Tyler, look, have you been watching GCW? Gino loved this. There's a gay fight that happened.
I saw some of the gay fight. I saw clips posted in Vleedy's Discord. Other than that, I did not notice any of this GCW bullshit that's been going on. From what I saw, it looked fucking terrible.
Referee checking the arm.
What the fuck? A sleeper hold turns into a guy grabbing his dick, and Gino likes it. Look at
that's
this.
That's encouraging.
And we're supposed to be like, Joey Ryan's evil. Effie's awesome. I like the comparisons between Effie and Joey Ryan now. I've seen some on Twitter, and they're not positive. There's a few people who can speak reality, go against the grain for once in this wrestling community. Because Joey Ryan never had any secret dick grabs like this.
Effie.
He was never grabbing his own dick.
He's still.
Wait a minute.
It was a spot with the opponent. That was worked out beforehand, and everyone was just fine with it. What the fuck is this? Look at this. And this is the picture that went everywhere.
It's happening now.
The action speaks for itself.
So what does that add to the match, Gino? What does this do? Is that so the ref can't raise his hand again? Because the ref's a gay basher who hates faggots?
It's because Effie, the psychological torture device that Effie is trying to make Box feel uncomfortable. So he's trying to show, like, see, I'm enjoying this. You're doing this to try to choke me out to make me feel like I'm in pain, but I'm enjoying every single moment of this. He's trying to make Mox, this piece of shit loser who shouldn't be champion, feel uncomfortable.
Why isn't he jerking off then? Why does that mean it feels good? He's still falling down like he's falling asleep. He's making it autoerotic asphyxiation, but he's not jerking off.
Yes, he doesn't want to fully do that because he doesn't want to make everyone feel uncomfortable. He just wants to have Mox feel uncomfortable for this moment in time when Mox finally sees what Effie is doing.
Feels like D-Boss in the chat says he's whacking off, but he's not whacking off. And if you don't whack off, what Gino says can't be true. He literally just puts his hand
Jared
in his
Camacho undies. Has grit and says, Gino, stop, you don't even believe what you're saying.
The only thing this could be is so the ref doesn't raise his arm again. That's the only thing that would make sense.
What's happening now?
Which makes the ref a gay-bashing fag-hater. Look at this.
The action speaks for itself.
So look, yeah, the ref kind of goes to get the other arm, but that's tucked behind there.
AG.
Effie's on.
And then, yeah, Mox does go, what the fuck?
Effie's been choked out.
But he kicked out.
And then here's another big spot here.
Effie,
so then
with the big
Effie's
in the
gonna grab the hand he grabbed his balls with that has duck butter all over it. He starts slapping Mox with it. Look,
ugh. And says my dick reseeps into my body every time Gino talks about sex.
Look at how shitty these punches
Spliff
look.
Grit and says TWFS presents the Moxley funeral.
Look at how bad these punches are. And then on top of it, there's just must coming off his hand from grabbing his sweaty balls. Look at this.
Shot after shot.
Gino, is this wrestling to you? Is that striking? Is that fighting? Is that better than the Undertaker strikes?
These are always going to be better than. I don't think anything will ever be better than those pure strikes. The absolute 100% pure strikes the Undertaker will always have compared to every other wrestler. No one is as good as Undertaker.
So is this tattoo better than the Undertaker's Sarah tattoo? This thigh tattoo?
And I got to say, it's better than what it turned into later, where it was just a fucking black square around his neck. So, yeah, I'd say it's
bad. At least this fag doesn't wear knee pads. I mean, about time we have a gay guy do that. Because that is the gayest thing you can do in wrestling. So here we go. He's doing these gay punches.
Shot after shot.
Watch what Mox does, Tyler.
Trying to bring home the
Keep in mind, this guy is our interim champion. Adam Page, not even on TV anymore. He's just backstage. He's on Twitter, basically. He's on Twitter talking to Max Buck sometimes. This guy has a belt, though. So, Gino, what's the plan here? What does this do?
It's because earlier in the match, near the beginning, Effie put the same lip lock onto Mox to try to make him again feel uncomfortable, feel out of his element. So Mox is now showing later in the match, even though he's getting abused, being dominated by Effie, that he does not mind calling back to this and be like, I am fine with this. I enjoy this. This is pain to me, which gives me pleasure as well. So he's trying to enjoy this pleasure together with Effie.
So a racist tries to make you feel uncomfortable, so you start yelling N-bombs at him?
That's one way you could try to make them feel uncomfortable that way, or you could try to understand them themselves. The
Why would that make a gay guy uncomfortable to kiss him?
Do drop.
I don't think that's how that works.
RT sent 1,000 elixir.
Artie, what's the plan here? What's the psychology in this match? I'm confused. And then we have Rizzo on Discord going, it's not a character. He's gay in real life. So if you're... What? So if Brock Lesnar was actually a cowboy hick in real life, it's not a character if he plays it on screen. And why does who you fuck have anything to do with a match? Why is where you put your dick part of, in the ring? Anything in the ring is a character. And to give this guy a pass because he's a fucking fudge packer in real life doesn't make any sense. We don't care who you fuck, Gino. Don't bring it into the wrestling ring.
I understand it, but again, Effie and all of GCW is completely different. That's it. We're getting shit you're not going to see on mainstream television. Motherfuckers bleeding all the time. We get a wedding ceremony. It's the best wedding ceremony we ever had wrestling. We get all this shit we never get to see on mainstream shit we never should see.
Yeah, we never should see Effie. You're right. We never should see this. You're right. This is shit. Does he pin him after? Does he do a Charlotte pin and grind on him? By the way, thank you so much, Adi. Adi sent a healing kiss, just like Mox did. Was this the finish, Gino? What happened after the kiss?
There's a lot more that actually happened after this, but Mox did end up winning, which is the fucking worst. But at least after the match, we got Nick Gage coming back out, and he's going to put his career on the line at a date of Mox choosing where Mox versus Gage 2 is going to happen in GCW.
Mox is a dry drunk. It's official. This is disgusting, Tyler.
I'm just really like, I it's weird that Gino could try to defend this. I'll understand just because we don't see it on TV, we want to see some shitty fucking produced wrestling that's going on. I'll know what's enjoyable, even if this character is a big fag. What the fuck he's doing doesn't make the match any better. This isn't good wrestling when I hold my dick and then start kissing a guy in the middle of the ring. But also, like, the production value, Kevin, why is every single match I see filmed on a fucking phone?
Mox has way more vices than Triple H. Yarbrough, you going to watch this next Effie main event in GCW?
I don't know, man. That last match just proved wrestling is gay. I'm not fucking with any of this, except if it's my in-ring character. Gino, I want to hear you review this next match. Of course I want to watch it.
And yeah, they think they're like exposing you if you don't like this. Like, if you don't like this, you're just evil. If you don't like this, you're hateful. Okay. I hate this. This match sucks. And
yeah, if you like this, you don't want universal health care. You know, they're trying to gaslight you into believing democratic socialist ideals because you just don't want to be fucking gay, dude.
This is Mox thinking he's revolutionary and Effie exposing haters. And Kid Bennett will do the same thing. It's like, no, yeah, kissing guys in a wrestling ring sucks, whether you like it or not. And I do hate it. And I'm proud to hate it. Rizzo loves it. He's in the chat saying, not my Mox, but he was defending this all over Discord, Tyler.
Was he? I know that for a fact. He was the one that posted this in Vlades' Discord to show the clips, and I saw them laughing at it, but I can't remember if I seen Rizzo defending this at all, but I'm glad he's waking up now. Rizzo, this isn't your Mox at all. Mox has been bad for
Yeah, he kept saying it's not a character if he's gay in real life. It's like, what is that logic? Well, if he's gay in real life, just keep it there. And you know what? Let's kill all the gays, Tyler.
We're going to murder him? That's it? That's what we're going for? Let's just fucking kill him? How are we going to do this, though, Kevin? You can't just walk up and shoot every single one. Is that what's
going to happen? I'm thinking we kiss him like this, then stab him.
I think that's pretty convincing, and a great place to start at would probably be at the gay clubs, Kevin. Let's just go gay clubbing. Let's do our vicious wrestling maneuver, our lip lock, and then we could just stab him.
This is what they think, like, you think if you don't like this, that you want to go stab gays and kill them. If you don't like me grabbing my dick in a sleeper hold or your AEW champion kissing me, you just want to kill all gays. So let's just become what they want us to be.
I'm ready for it, Kevin. Let's fucking go for this full-fledged, just completely committed.
Big Worm 197 says, Gino, take your hand, put of your ass.
Big Worm 100's on board with our gay bashing plan. Gino, has your hand been in your undies the whole time, like your boy Effie?
No, again, this is also part of Homecoming Part 1. That event was fine, but Homecoming Part 2 is what it really matters. Man, I'm telling you, the best wedding ceremony in all of wrestling. Why are we talking about Effie this much? Nope. We're talking about more than anyone else on the internet is when people should be talking about Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green's wedding.
No, I already watched Chelsea Green and VXT suck you last night. I've had about enough of Chelsea Green for the year. She is terrible. But look at this, Gino. Kenny Omega might be coming back. What is this? This was on BTE. Now, we got to watch this. It's probably Kip Sabian, though. There's talk of Kip Sabian being with the Young Bucks in the Trios Tag Tournament, and they're using the return of Kip Sabian to tease a return people might care about, Kenny Omega. But let's see. You have all the passion. Max Bucks at home on his wraparound couch. By the way, how did I abandon and neglect my kids, Tyler, if I wasn't allowed to see them, if they couldn't come back here?
That's a great fucking point. I mean, it wasn't you. You weren't the person that were giving them a bad place to stay at or anything. You weren't the one that was telling them, hey, you guys aren't welcome here. You wanted them there to begin with. So none of it's making sense. I would call Stephen P. New and fucking fight this myself.
No, we're just going to let it happen. Here we go.
Hey. Okay.
Isn't it great how all the relationships bleed into each other? Like we had Jessica send Kristen that on a troll account, some like about a joke I made on the show about molesting Rosanna. And that set Kristen over the edge. Then Kristen brings up collarbone and legal papers. Isn't it great how they all just go together? I should have stayed with collarbone this whole time, Tyler.
Yeah, none of this would have fucking happened if you just would have stayed with collarbone. And maybe you could have saved her from talking about some black holes, too.
But are you sure? You're sure you're ready?
Oh, my God. What the? Oh, it's just playing again. What does that mean, Gino? What was that call he got? And who wakes up from a vibrating phone? Sorry, go ahead.
It was just because of vibrate phone, but yeah, it was obviously KMX. If you hear that very last line after he says, "Are you okay?" you hear the very beginning of Kenny's theme song. So it is Kenny.
Well, yeah, but that's them tricking you. You don't get it?
And I don't think it's going to be for Kip Sabian. We already are just saying it for Kip Sabian.
Well, they're going to have Kip be their partner, and he's returning too.
We could do that. Like we could do like a double thing where Kenny does come back, but we first see Kip coming back out of the box head because he is trying to set up his match with Pac, which will happen. So we're going to hopefully have that. But we don't have Pac in this match against the Young Bucks. So we could wait for that because we have to have Death Triangle lose the Trios Tag Team.
Why am I talking to him, Tyler? What is he talking about? What the fuck is going on here? How does anyone want to hear this conversation? Did he know how shitty he just made the conversation, Tyler, with whatever he just said?
I completely blacked out. I don't think that he knows at all whatsoever, but this is definitely not a work. Fucking the Elite aren't smart enough to fucking try to swerve us like this. There couldn't be any more blatantly obvious. They said, "Are you ready?" I didn't even hear the theme song play, but I know, "Are you ready for this?" is Kenny Omega's theme song, and I love his theme song.
Tyler,
so
we had a big win in the arena, thanks to the great Adi. 141K to zero, and that's the trick. Obviously, that whole thing's supposed to seem like Kenny. But why would they tell us Kenny's coming back on BTE? It's a trick. I hate this stuff. Let's end early. Let's just get out. Let's clock out early. We don't need to run down shitty Raw. Look, we already ran it down. It was on Discord. We got to see all this happen. A beer squash. Do we really need to talk about it? It was the worst. And Tyler, look at this. We have Aiden English on Twitter selling gear. What does this mean? Is he broke?
has to be. There's nothing else. Nothing else left for him. I mean, maybe he should try to see what he can do for ring announcing. I mean, this guy has a fucking masterpiece of a voice, and I wish that it was used. But yeah, he seems to be with nothing else left but his ring attire to sell.
Is he officially a useless loser when he only gets 30 favorites on selling WWE ring worn gear? Like where we sit here and act like WWE is burying some guy, like some talent that should be used more. He's not a star. Look at this fucking bum, Tyler.
5 comments too, like ex-WWE anything. You should never let yourself fall off that fucking far. Like, we all have a chance for Aiden English to fucking talk to us if we were to hit him up on this thing. That's how fucking small interactions this thing has. I'm very surprised. I didn't notice that at first.
It's like Eddie Guerrero's nephew or some shit. And then he's even selling these two thumbs up. Rusev Day pants. Yeah, Gino, why don't you put those on and reach in them like Effie?
I'm not going to do anything like that to the drama king, Matthew Raywald, who's doing an amazing job on commentary here at Impact Wrestling. He doesn't need this fucking money for the fans. He wants to do this to give back to the people who've been a fan of him for all these years. Because Aiden English, Matthew Raywald is the fucking best.
He's not giving anything. He wants your money. I gave Eugene Lissom a PS4.
The money could be for charity.
This guy's getting paid for it. He has 30 likes. He's keeping it, Gino.
Damn, we need to see what he actually does. If he does want to use it and actually pay for his own shit, like, because he is also a streamer, so he is maybe using that for his streams for all we know. Who knows what Matthew
Why do I talk to him, them. Tyler? Can you imagine saying that and thinking you're entertaining people?
He has a fucking commentating job. I mean, he obviously isn't fucking making shit. That's why he's selling this stuff. If I were in the WWE, I would want to save every single little piece of attire because I'm gone now. I'm fired. I fucking sucked. And I want to remember every single thing I have connected to that company. But he's really willing to let everything go because he's a broke piece of shit.
G-Spot says, mute this wigger. Is Gino a wigger now, Yarbro, or is he talking about you?
Dude, no, he's not talking about me. You know, it's always...
It worked, G-Spot. Talking
about White Boy Summer. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Well, everyone's worried about Alfie the white Gray boy. Grit, everyone's Gino right here is bringing in the Wigger Winter, you know? He's like, oh, he's doing it for charity, this and that. Dude, I would just buy that shit to wear it, but I know I can't because these guys are really fucking big. Yeah, not like fan-wise, Aiden English is auctioning shit off. But I mean, big ass size. Gino, you should buy this shit. Those pants will fit you. Rusev wore them? They might.
Gino needs to buy the principal's wrestling gear from Billy Madison. Tyler, we have to run down Raw beginning to end. We had Judgment Day started, and Dolph Ziggler ended. And it doesn't get any bigger or better in the middle. This was one of the worst days of my life, and Raw is 70% why.
Most definitely, and for the small time, there was like 3 different things that wasn't on that fucking Fightful report that happened, and Jimmy Smith loved saying this tonight. I heard, wow, that was unexpected, or an unexpected arrival. I heard that like 3 or 4 times tonight. So they really think that everyone saw this list, and we're going to be shocked when the unexpecteds happen.
Gino makes JT makes the night better with his artwork, though. Matt Riddle was on Raw tonight. He had a bit of a return. And look what JT did. He draws Matt Riddle the best of anyone he draws. That'll be our artwork for the night. Thank you, JT. You're amazing. We open tonight with JT Cesaro's song. Tyler, what song do you want during break?
Oh, that is a great fucking question. I felt like we've heard TWFS 100 quite recently. So can we please get some Where the Fuck Have You Been?
Let's hear Where the Fuck Have You Been. Gino, what are you in the mood for?
I mean, since we're still waiting on the Moose track to be perfectly finished, I think we got to go with Kip Sabian.
Kip Sabian could be fun. What do you want, Yarbrough? What do you want to hear? He left us. The Wigga is gone. God damn it. The Wigga got muted because of G-Spot. Yarbrough, what song do you want to hear on break? He's muted. This poor guy. I don't know, Gino.
No, I'm trying to unmute. Fuck, my phone's going to die. I want to hear... The Man with Green. Bring it up on SoundCloud. Man with Green.
Oh, my goodness. Tyler, I'll try to find something listenable in the middle. We'll be back to talk about Raw. We're on HaveGrit.club, Tyler. And SmackDown's 3rd hour's on HaveGrit.club. It's not on any of the podcast feeds. You have to go to HaveGrit.club. I'll mute this motherfucker for life now. The Wigga is muted, G-Spot. Forever. That is Yarbrough. Gone until his Liana Slam of the Week, which will debut hopefully soon. So, Tyler, have grit.club for SmackDown's third hour. Link is in the header. Our latest episode. What is that? What was that one about, Tyler? How great was it? There was so much hidden in there. Sniper Main was in there, but we made Buff Bagwell's newest scam the title.
For sure. Buff Bagwell was definitely a highlight. The fact that, yeah, that Mr. Rogers sketch definitely stood out for me. I think the favorite part of the night had to be Sniper Man, but it was also a very sad night. My internet disconnected at the start of the fucking show, so I knew that we were just going to have a night of torture. Liana came in too. I remember that.
Liana was by far better than Sniper Man. Sniper Man was shit. If that's your favorite part, I pity the fool, Tyler. But Tyler, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Habgrit.club for links to YouTube and Subscribestar. And Tyler, you send us to break the best.
I cannot wait to listen to these J-Tay and other fucking hits. So I'm going to take some pen hits. We'll see you guys on the other side.
One has grit and says I'm in VR watching Mox Effy touch.
Is going on with my shit. I'm so fucking pissed right now. I want to jump off here so fucking bad. Gino, how fucked up is this garbage? Did Gino leave us? Is Gino taking a shit?
It is fucked up that people keep fucking joining in and having
no, it's not Adi. It's not Adi's fault. Adi, I'm sorry. You shouldn't have left Adi. It's not your fault. No, I'm fucking annoyed that for the last 10 fucking years, I've been sacrificing everything for other people, and then they change my fucking kids' names.
It does suck, like they make
but,
it do
drop.
It's going to help
Woo.
Them in any
Danger
way.
Danger Cobra sent 1,000 elixir.
Her psychology because like her shit is like his name is still there, so she'll remember this shit like it's a bad thing. It's fucking terrible. It
sucks, what man. The fuck is happening? Fuck this shit. Ah!
eyes mesmerized by the light from the moon. If you don't move too fast, they'll be seeing you soon. Shadows from a past life fill up the room. I think he's gonna burn it down. Is he gonna die too? Scampoli will bring the thunder. He came back from the land down under. Cole's name's Ryan Bentley. Lars Sullivan, go porno. Whole fucking show ain't for pussies. Just us, real men. The fireflies emit red light in the room. Shadows of a past life start to show through. Eyes mesmerized by the blood in the moon. We are wearing the mask of the life that we choose. That's why we like to go to places we know. Cause we've already been there. Yeah, we've already been there. That's why we
Jared Camacho has gripped says Lars fired me.
Cause we've already been there. Yeah, we've already been there.
I've done the noble thing every step of the way. Forrest Silva can suck a fat dick. Forrest Silva's never had one relationship in his life. He'll never know what a sacrifice is.
Danger
for someone
Cobra
else.
Has grit and says, "Welcome to Kevin's last show, everybody." LMAO.
And yeah, that's funny. Go fuck yourself, faggot. Get rid of him. Ban that fucking loser. You're a fucking faggot. Fuck you. LMAO. Eat shit, you fuckhead. Who the fuck are you anyway? Fuck off. Ban him. He's banned forever. Goodbye. Get a new name. You suck dick, loser. Get another fake name, faggot. This is fucking bullshit. And then anything that's even considered like me doing the wrong thing was for one of the babies. Going to see Rosanna's birth wasn't the wrong call, Gino.
I know that was the wrong call, man. That's it was the right call, and they just don't understand the whole situation, what all was going on. That's why hopefully when you and Ario make that phone call, hopefully as soon as possible, being tomorrow most likely, we can be able to get this all
No, when I make situated. That phone call, nothing's going to it's going to hopefully go to how it was yesterday. It's not going to be better. Nothing's going to improve, no matter what. Because we have cunts.
I just always have optimism.
We have dumb cunts. There's no optimism. These fucking assholes. And then you think you're giving someone time, and they're going to use that time against you. You think you're doing a favor, not bringing anything, not escalating issues, letting people breathe. And they're going to use that against you.
It is a shame that that's what happens, man, but I always will feel optimistic. I believe optimism will carry on and be the force of light that actually creates the positivity that's needed for life, for us, for each of us, for who we are as people.
There's no one I can talk to that can even understand what's happening. Tyler's a little kid. Gino's a fucking retard. Yarbrough's a wigger. I am surrounded by children, Tyler.
You are. I feel very fucking bad for you. I've been through some shit, but I've never been through anything close to compared to this. I would be frustrated, and it just doesn't make any fucking sense, and it's so fucking, it's disgusting how much a woman can fucking have this much of an impact and fucking really just turn shit the other way when you were doing nothing wrong to begin with.
And she wants a rise, and that's why I won't fight, because it's like, that's what she wants. Maybe I should fucking fight this shit. But then I got to go back to 2007 and talk about that? Just a fight for this? I don't understand.
No. Well, I don't even know how that's even able to be relevant to what the fuck is to any of this. The fact that's even on the fucking subpoena or whatever the fuck. That's fucking bullshit.
What the fuck is going on? And then, yeah, what even is this? Am I summoned anywhere? I don't think I'm even summoned. I don't know what the fuck this even is. Well, where these numbers come from? I don't know. Look at this. All right. Well, Raw sucked. I don't think... Let's play a song, and then I'll think about running it down. And we might run down Raw, or the stream might just turn off.
5, 6 problems I have to fix. 7, 8, I think it's too late. Here comes the girl, she's right on time. Disguise makes her think I'm kind. Boy, she in for a surprise. I'll show control, then I'll take her eyes. Gonna tell my story on the whole fucking show. Take over the chat with mind control. Make her take the balls and rub it on the phone. Mikey Cubs, I need another car loan.
This wasn't just a casual fan base that rallied around a fun little podcast. It is a cult of personality built around one man.
She doesn't even know it's wrong. Her black tongue tied around the rose's white noise. Her ears are ringing, scrawling her name upon the ceiling. Got a ticket for a midnight hanging through a bullet from a freight train that's leaving. And I know I'm going to steal her eyes. She doesn't even know it's wrong. You know I'm gonna make her die. Gonna take her where her soul belongs. Then I stare at Booker T, and then he stand back at me.
Kevin Scampoli, my idol.
The motherfucker had a crown on his head. Motherfucker probably wished I was dead. Booker T looked at me.
You know, it'd be amazing if I did fight it and we got joint custody. She'd have to pay me child support, I think, looking at this.
I know for a fact, I definitely, I understand if you're like, fuck this at this point, because you already fucking complied for these last few months, and you, if the effort is gone on fighting it, that's completely understandable. But there's a big urge in me that really wants you to fight this, because I know that for a fact she's in the wrong, and this would get settled.
Oh my God. How is this amount established? Well, one more song, and we'll see how we feel here. Gina wanted to hear Kip Sabian. That might be what we need.
It's unconditional. It's unconditional. Roaming free through the streets like a cat without a care. Find him amongst the pigeons in the square. He won't see the sun again for years to come. He is broken out of love. One, two, I'm watching for you. I got your number. I don't think you're ready. Don't speak about your manners. Be respectful. You better keep it steady. Step back. And don't you dare forget that I don't need your permission or ammunition. I don't care where your head's at. Like a lady, act like a lady. While like a lady, it's unconditional. Roaming free through the streets like a cat without a care. You can find him amongst the engines in the square. He won't see the sun again for years to come. I don't care where your head's at. Like a lady, act like a lady. Walk like a lady. It's unconditional.
We started Raw with Judgment Day, Tyler. What an amazing start. We had druids with swords as our overlay. So this might be supernatural. This, we might finally be getting what was promised in the dirt sheets. Rhea says she destroyed... I can't talk about this shit fucking show. Who gives a fuck? Who cares?
The G-Spot sent 100 elixir.
This show is shit. We had to hype up AJ versus Bobby Lashley all night.
But a dewdrop.
The G-Spot sent 400 elixir.
I'm bringing up twitch.tv/TylerSpider.
The G-Spot sent 400 elixir.
We're defeated, G-Spot. We've been defeated on this Monday. G-Spot says he's so gay. Twitch, Tyler, how's your throttling tonight?
I just tested. We're good. We're good as far as connection-wise tonight. So far, I have no idea if it's going to happen still later.
This episode might not even exist. I think we're in the arena winning. Thank you so much.
Do drop.
G-Spot and Woo! Big Worm.
Big Worm 187 sent 100 elixir.
Thank you so much for giving us a big win over Dios
The
G-Spot Gaming.
Has grit and says, Kev, you've made me such a happy dude, and hearing how rough things are makes me so sad. Please know we love you. B2 has grit and says, what would Anja say?
Who? Anya? Maybe we work out. Is that what we do?
That would feel great afterwards. If we all just worked out right now, you just were fucking sweating bullets. Oh, my God.
Twitch.tv/Tyler Spider. What are we playing, Tyler?
We're going to Suckamania, man. We have to. We were robbed all last week from being able to do a Suckamania, so we're owed a suck tonight.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. There is no throttling. There's no Gino there. Everything can only be better, Tyler.
I can't fucking wait, Kevin, and I'm so fucking sorry that this literally sucked it all out of you to not run down this shitty fucking episode of Raw we had tonight.
It's Raw's fault. I blame Raw the most. Raw's the reason. Raw's so bad, we're done. We're retiring. Hey, Danger Corp's right, last episode ever. But there'll be plenty of Suckamanias, Tyler.
There'll be plenty of Suckamanias, and I hope that we're here for fucking TWFS Wednesday, and we'll be able to run down some Dynamite with Vleeties, run down a great episode of SmackDown, and Raw has to stay.
Gino, you're the king. Have grit.club, and until the day we beep.
We are.
The fucking show. Mike, you think it's pretty. Haters be happy. Pop the next year for everyone. Be even better.
Only hello, comrades, and bonjour, monsieur. You were right, Oksana, understand, no, understand. Mike, you think it's pretty. Haters be
negative
happy.
One has grit and says, Kev, we gotta go get fucked up on Bubbin Street.
All that is bullshit to a reason. Because this shit just puts the other ones in perspective. Like, was anything Collarbone did any less, like, any better? And how are we giving that person any respect 15 years later? How the fuck am I giving these people respect 15 years later?
Spliff swahs grit and says, whole fucking show forever.
And then I send these fucking emails to Jessica. How fucking dumb am I? Why am I respecting these people when they all have the same fucking evil in them? And I'm still the fucking moron. I fantasize about picking you up at the airport. Why? You fucking retard.